let me read some of the other alternatives. If it had been rainy and now the clouds begin to break and the sun begins to shine, you say, well, at last it's...
cleared.
Cleared? Okay, have you ever heard, or it looks like it's going to...
clear off.
Clear off? Have you ever heard clear up?
Clear up.
You ever heard fair off?
Fair off? Yeah. I haven't heard fair off. I've heard of clear off.
Yeah, I've heard fair off myself. Okay, here's a nice one. If you have a lot of rain that comes out all at once, you'd say you have a...
cloudburst.
Yeah, or a... ever heard a down...
pour?
Downpour, or a downfall.
Fall?
Downfall. What about a gully...
washer.
Or a... oh, Lord, this one. Or a trash...
trash mover.
You've heard that?
No.
Really?
What was it there?
It's trash mover.
Yeah. Oh, I can't believe it.
I don't believe it. Oh. Oh, Lord. Oh, listen to this one. Oh, this. A light would not. A light. No. A light would not float her. How about this one? Listen to this. How about wet rain?
You don't mean wet rain.
Wet rain. That's what he said.
Can't believe that.
This is a supposed to be a heavy rain of short duration.
A wetting.
Yeah, wet, I suppose.
A wet rain.
Oh, Lord.
I've never heard of that one.
What do you call a storm that has thunder and lightning?
Electric
or?
Storm?
Yeah, well, you heard Monty Dupuy on Channel 4, you know, they say, well, it looks like we're going to have blank tonight, blank showers.
I don't know what
Monty's saying. Thunder showers? What about, thunder showers?
Yeah, I've heard thunder.
Yeah, and you've read Shakespeare's play called with Ariel, the sprite that floats around. Remember the... somebody that has a terrible anger is said to be Tempestuous, yeah.
Tempestuous.
Yeah, and you call a storm a tempest, yeah.
Tempest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. If the wind was very high during the night, you'd say all night long the wind.
Blew.
These are the principal parts of
blow,
right?
Blow,
yeah.
Blow.
If the wind's coming from that direction, point with your hand. If the wind is coming from that direction, let's see, which way is the opposite? Which way?
North.
Okay.
East. West.
Okay. Now, if the wind's coming, let's say that's the south, okay?
Okay.
All right, if the wind's coming from, this is south, this is west, this is east, this is north. The wind's coming from over there, where's it coming from? It's a...
southerly.
Well,
south. If this is going to be west, southwesterly wind.
Okay. What about over there?
That'd be east.
Southeaster.
Yeah.
Southeaster. Okay, and this?
Be north east. If you're going that way, northern.
Oh no, north is this way. West is that way.
Northwesterly,
and there?
It'd be south.
No.
That'd be northwesterly.
Okay. You always say northwesterly? You ever say northwest wind?
If you're just saying the north, but if it's blowing, if you're talking about blowing, I've heard it called, that's northwesterly wind blowing.
Uh-huh.
But if you're just talking about a wind, I guess you just say the northwest wind came through.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about how it blows, you use your adverb.
Oh.
Adverb, oh, we're a verb.
Yeah.
We old English teacher don't get away from that, do we?
Yeah.
Well, I'm forgetting this English a little more simplified if they're not going to use it.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
I have the grammar. I think so, too. If they aren't going to use it, why not?
Why not let English be the universal language?
That's right, and maybe more people will study all languages then.